Next patient is Kennedy, Stephanie, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Kennedy, Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Stephanie. Date of birth is 7/23/1940. Date of visit 8/27/24. Please make a copy for Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O, Melo. Geraldo Melo, M-D. Next paragraph, Dear Geraldo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O, H-A-R-O-L-D-O, Geraldo. Thank you for sending Stephanie Kennedy for evaluation. Next paragraph, this is for the illness. This is a 84-year-old female who has a history of chronic cough, has previously been using an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis period. The patient, however, states the inhaler makes her cough more, and she has stopped using it. She has no wheezing and denies any chest pains, denies fevers, chills, night sweats, or mattresses. The the patient has not had any recent weight loss, and she denies nausea, vomiting, or reflux symptoms. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of bilateral knee replacement surgery and history of left hip fracture with repair. She has had a hysterectomy. Also had a fracture of the right shoulder repaired and had lumbar disc disease with kyphoplasty. Next paragraph. Can you mention the patient has migraine attacks and anxiety attacks? Next paragraph. Allergies none listed. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and quit. And no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, med list included Depakote 250 milligram daily, Sumatriptan 100 milligrams PRN. Xanax 1 milligram HS, Flonase nasal spray is 1 spray in each nostril, and Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, and Claritin 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, system review. Family history was non-contributory. Next, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no double vision cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. And there's no urinary frequency dysuria. And denies any chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. No palpitation and no depression. Just easy bruising and muscle stiffness. And occasional headaches, no memory loss, no skin rash. Next paragraph. med list. I'm sorry, not med list. Next paragraph is physical exam. This is a elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor sign. There was this clubbing of perforedema. Blood pressure 140 by 70, pulse 105, respiration 20, temperature 976, weight is 112 pounds, saturation 95. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And visas are scattered in the upper chest, no crackle. Heart, the anthems are regular, sooner than S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities will no edema, minimal edema, no lesions. There are few ecchymotic areas of the extremities. And no cap tenderness or swelling. Reflex is a 1 plus with no gross motor defects, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Chronic cough and reactive airway disease. Number 2 is hyperlipidemia. Number 3 is migraines. Number 4 is anxiety disorder. And next paragraph, plan patient will get a CT of the chest without contrast. And a CBC, CMP, IgE level was ordered. Also advised to stop using the Ventolin inhaler and use Tessalon Pearls, 100 milligrams QIDPRN. I was advised to come in for a follow-up. Follow-up here in approximately 3 weeks. Can you please add in the allergy section? The patient is allergic to latex, aspirin, broccoli and cabbage, and Lovenox. Please add that in the allergies. The patient will return for follow-up in 3 weeks. Thank you for his consultation. Copy for Geraldo Melo. H-A-R-O-L-D-O, Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O. Thank you, Sakti Souza.